Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, broadcasting live today from Galvanize in Phoenix. And I'm very excited to be here today. We've been talking about it for quite some time, and today is the day. So we've got several interviews scheduled, and hopefully maybe we'll catch some folks coming by as well. But this morning, I'd like to introduce you to Katie Hurst, who is a woman of many, many different titles, and I'm not even so sure I know which one is most appropriate. Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, Katie.
Thank you. I'm so excited to get to be here. So many of the Galvanize staff have gotten to be on the podcast, so I'm excited to be included.
I know, I keep saying, come join us, and today's finally the day. So what, if we had to have a title for you, what do you go by?
So my key title, I suppose, would be Campus Operations Director, which means I run the day-to-day operations of the space here at Galvanize, as well as am responsible for membership, so bringing on new companies into the building, and then all of our internal programming, so programs that Galvanize itself puts on versus all the wonderful events that come onto campus.
That really is a job for about at least five people, isn't it?
I wouldn't have it any other way. I need to have multiple hats in order to stay sustained.
I feel you. I'm the same. I know that I'm doing at least six people's jobs right now. And as I get ready to have the right people on the team, I'm thinking, what am I going to do when everyone is on the team? I have to go find another project.
Yeah, I suppose a nice way of saying it is that I'm a control freak.
Yeah, that is. We could put it that way. And if I'm not mistaken, is Galvanize Phoenix is full? Are you at capacity as far as the suites go? Tell me a little bit about how much you've grown in this past year.
Yeah, we were really excited when we came here into the Phoenix market because it's the first time that Galvanize has moved into an emerging tech market versus already established market like you see in New York or San Francisco or Denver. And we were really welcomed with open arms and achieved 85% capacity within the first 6 months, which is a record for Galvanize. And then we were very pleased to hit 100% capacity back here in March. And we've varied a little bit since, but we're about to hit 100% again. The suites currently have a waiting list, so if you're a growing company, please let me know if you are interested in coming to campus because we'd love to get you on that list. But, you know, things are always changing, companies are always growing, and so we're really excited to have that energy on campus.
I love it. And you use the word campus. So tell us about the educational component to Galvanize and what makes Phoenix so special.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about Galvanize and what really differentiates us from a lot of spaces is that education component, as you mentioned. So we are a full-time coding school, and it is a proprietary curriculum that we ourselves create, and it's specialized in data science and web development. So it's a little bit different than some of your more traditional boot camps, and that is a full-time immersive. So our students are here 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and the programs are also longer. So our data science program is 3 months, and our web development program is 6 months. So what's great about that is our students are learning in web development front and back end development. So kind of the full spectrum, which makes them really attractive as candidates when they exit the program. And then our data science professionals are learning Python and typically already have a background in some sort of analytics or data science. So, but what's great about having the students here on campus is that entrepreneurs maintain that desire for learning when you're around students. And it provides a really different population and perspective. So some of our students really connect with the entrepreneurs here on campus and kind of help provide that, not naivete, but just sort of that fresh perspective of like, oh, have you thought about this? I'm learning this right now. And you know, some entrepreneurs may have forgotten that was an option or may have moved past that. And they're like, oh yeah, I should return to that thought. But also just that wonderful learning spirit. And that's really what you want to see in an entrepreneurial community. So by marrying those two things, the education and entrepreneurship, it's creating a very holistic community.
And that's unique, correct? Who would be the greatest competitors to Galvanize? The universities for coding classes or...
You know, it's kind of funny. We have, if you really look at true competitors, there isn't anything that has all three components, which is the education, the entrepreneurship, and events. You know, of course, there's co-working spaces that I wouldn't say are competitors. I think that what's great about co-working here in Phoenix is that everyone has their own little niche, and everyone has a different product that they're offering. So in Phoenix, at least, I don't think necessarily in other markets, we truly have these amazing choices. But yeah, in universities, certainly, students come to us who are looking to not necessarily have to commit to a four-year degree and the financing that comes behind that. So certainly there is an aspect of our program that's attractive to students who maybe don't want to go through a traditional university program. But also high schoolers who just want to get straight into the job market. They're they're eager. They want to start earning money. They want to be independent. So as soon as you hit 18, you can apply to our program. So I think that's also, something that's really unique about our program. But yeah, in terms of true competitors, we're such a hodgepodge of, not hodgepodge, but we're such a collaboration of different things that there isn't something that I can truly compare us to.
I don't want to sound cliche, but there's a term for that, the industry disruptor.
Ooh, I like that. I've always been an industry disruptor.
Right, yeah, and me as well. But that is really true. It's this beautiful combination of education, lifestyle living, mm-hmm. even within Galvanize itself, and entrepreneurship opportunities for those partnerships and collaboration. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, for the folks who don't get to be here with us today, tell us a little bit about Galvanize as a culture and some of the features? If you were taking us on a tour, why do I say it's a lifestyle opportunity to work from here?
Well, what I think is really great is that we're a 24/7 campus. So not that I want people actually living here on campus. But because of that, it allows you to really be really flexible with your schedule. And I think one of the things that's so unique about being an entrepreneur is people get into it because they want to be able to have the lifestyle they want. By having a 24/7 campus, it allows you to be able to plan your schedule accordingly. So instead of, I'm going to work on my business from 8 to 5, it's much more the 24/7, I'm going to work on my business from 8 to 10, I'm going to spend time with my kids, I'm going to spend time on a personal project, I'm going to spend time exploring the city, and then I'm going to go back to work. And so it's not this, I have to be here these hours, it really allows you to have that flexibility. And then I think in terms of the culture of Galvanize, I already kind of mentioned that we're a learning community, so having that is a unique aspect. But because we're not on the main strip, because we're not right downtown, the folks who come out here are really share that disruptive spirit. They're looking to do something a little bit different, but also they're looking to build community. And I think Phoenix, we call ourselves the most generous startup community in the United States, which I think is fantastic. And, when Galvanize moved in, we wanted to be a part of that. And so a lot of the people that get involved with Galvanize want to give back through their community and connections. So because we're so large at 55,000 square feet, we're a pretty giant facility, that connection really scales. So there's something about being a part of Galvanize where you get access to this tremendous amount of resources, not only here in the Phoenix scene, but we have 8 campuses across 7 cities and 6 states. So that network of resources is just tremendously expanded. And I think that is, why we're more of a lifestyle, like you mentioned, and that not only the hours and the community that we build here, but just the sheer amount of resources and folks and unique backgrounds that you have access to as being a member of Galvanize.
And the campus here alone obviously speaks to that friendly, again, collaborative space. Mm-hmm. But even there's the, would you call it an amphitheater?
Yeah, our amphitheater, the large event space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. How many it seats?
That can fit 200 seated and then 225 if you have some standing room. Yeah.
And then in the entrance with that first co-work space, there's the bleachers. I always
Skyline.
The skyline. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that seats...
And seats 100. Yeah. So if you were to have an event on our campus and we could host 1,000. And so in fact, when we opened, funny story. So Galvanize opened February 20th, 2017. And we were the very first day of Startup Week that year. And that was also our very first day being opened.
Oh my
so
gosh.
We received our certificate of occupancy that Friday evening.
No sweat there.
Yeah. It was a really awesome couple of days. But we fit 1,000 people in the building that day, and since then have hosted multiple events. So, for example, Venture Madness, Invest Southwest Venture Madness conference was here this year at the same time that we also had the Training, Learning, and Development conference. So, 2 conferences running simultaneously in our space, which speaks to how those event spaces are very large and can host a number of people.
And then there's meeting rooms, small meeting rooms, larger meeting rooms. There's a classroom in addition, or mm-hmm. more than one classroom.
So in total event space, we have the amphitheater, the skyline, both of which can fit over 100 folks, and then both our classrooms in the back, which each separately can fit 50 or can be combined to fit 100 as well. So 4 event spaces in total.
Incredible. And private workspaces for the folks who, mm-hmm. that if you're on the floor, I don't know what you typically call
open
it.
Seating
open
membership.
Seating, but you need to make a private phone call or you have to do a conference with someone here physically, then there's space, obviously, to do that.
Yeah, I think, and what's really great about the setup that we have right now is, so for those of you who can't see us, of course, we're sitting at our couches, which we call our huddle spaces. And so Galvanize tries to imitate as many different work environments as possible. So, of course, there's our various membership tiers where you can have a seat, a reserved desk, or a private office. But then also also we have these phone booths where you can jump into a space to take a phone call or do some heads down work, our conference rooms for those team meetings, those strategic client conversations, and then these soft spaces where you can just, you know, I just want to sit like I'd be at a coffee shop or in my living room or in my kitchen, and be able to do work that way. So trying to, you know, build all the different ways that people work into one space.
Yeah, and I saw a little poodle, not poodle, about a dog passing by earlier. So that's part of the culture as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, we, you know, again, it's to that lifestyle and the 24/7 access. Like, if you can't get to your dog should be able to come with you. But that's just dogs. Unfortunately, we're not cat friendly.
Cats, or horse friendly, or horse reptile.
Friendly. I would love for someone to ride a horse up to Galvanize and really get that old
horse. Don't dare me. Don't dare me. It might happen. And I do have access to horses. So
we've got a little tie-up area. This used to be a produce warehouse. It kind of fits in with the vibe.
Yeah, it's a fantastic space right across from D-Backs, right? Mm-hmm. And just the whole downtown area that's thriving and growing. I was just here at Symphony Hall for a concert yesterday, actually, with my sister. And I got to drive by and say, here's where I'm broadcasting from tomorrow. So any upcoming events or anything that we haven't thought to highlight just as a general overview of Galvanize. Yeah. I know we're going to have you back on another time and get Chris and Diana back on as well. But any events, anything you'd like to put out there for us?
Oh, yeah. So, of course, as I mentioned, we're reaching 100% capacity. So if you want membership, please let me know ASAP. But really exciting, every year, well, this would be the second year since we were only first open last year, but we host Summer in the District, which is a huge celebration of the Warehouse District, the businesses that here, the lifestyle that's here, because we're still bringing awareness to this area as a new tenant. So we are celebrating that on June 14th. So it'll be from 4:30 to 6:30. It's open to the public. It's a great opportunity to get to meet businesses locally. We'll have approximately 30 vendors that are local, like WebPT and STC and Galvanize and Last Exit Live. And then the brand new restaurant that will be opening inside Galvanize, the Larry, will be providing catering. There'll be raffle prizes. There'll be giveaways. And then it's just a lot of energy. I also just got confirmation that K-Jazz's Story Bus will be joining us as well. So it's going to be a really exciting time. So again, we love everyone to come. Summer in the District, June 14th from 4:30 to 6:30. You can look it up on Facebook or Eventbrite.
And RSVP and through RSVP. Eventbrite. Is there a fee? Or
nope. It's totally free and open to the public. And if you are a Warehouse District business that is interested in being a participant, please let me know. Katie.Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, at galvanize.com.
Great. And galvanize.com to locate the Phoenix location as well, or is there a specific?
Yes. So you can go to galvanize.com to see all of our locations, and then specifically you can toggle to the Phoenix area to not only view all upcoming public events like Summer in the District, learn more about our education programs, but also apply for membership.
Excellent. And I want to thank you personally for seeing the value of having Phoenix Business Radio X broadcasting out of here. We've got some neat things in the works that we won't announce yet, but we like this soft space. I'm already enjoying it.
Well, and I'm excited for all the folks that you're going to have coming in today. I always snoop on the guests to see who's coming in.
We're looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll continue to just be in Galvanize's pocket and see how we can continue to promote, obviously, you guys, but also the businesses and the community that you serve.
No, well, thank you so much, Karen, for having me on.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.